Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Nun Gimel. As we continue, we are on Nun Beis and Mabeis, still discussing the sugyas of Ona'a, but today we get a little bit off a different topic, and that is related to the status of inferior coins. As we had on yesterday's discussion, we started talking about the concept of Ona'a, even by coins, not by objects. The Mishnah said on Daf Nun Aleph on Mabez that if a coin depreciates so much that it gets rubbed out or it's not so usable anymore as it was, so there's different shiurim, three-way machlokas, is it 1/24th, 1/12th, or 1/6th? There was a day that the same machlokas exists by objects, but the second opinion of the Gemara was that no, that it's unique by money, because there's differences in people's practices in the umdana of coins and objects. And also we saw there are chilukim in terms of different places. By coins you need a shulchani, and by objects most people know what the amounts are, so that's why you don't need such limitations and differences in limitations. And the last one we mentioned was about Midas Chasidus. If somebody knows that their coin is inferior and they use it anyway, how long until they have to take it back? And the last line of the Mishnah had said, V'nosna l'maiser sheni ve'eno choshesh. Right? You could use it for maiser sheni, and don't worry about it. Ve'eno choshesh. And Rashi had said on the Mishnah, V'nosna b'chilo maiser sheni. And don't worry about the fact that it's worth a little less. Why? She'eino ella nefesh ra'a. Because people who don't accept this money are just a little stingy and a little too medactic. But really, this could be used for money for Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara is now going to discuss. Today's daf is all about Inyanim of Meiser Sheni and Inyanim of a couple of other Shas topics that come up. A little break from the regular discussion of issues of Ona'a and Perek HaZahav. So here we go. Amar of Papa, Shmamina, Haiman Demuka Mazuzeh, from the fact that the Mishnah uses the language of Nefesh Ra'a, that if you don't accept this money, so then it's a little more, you're a little stingy. So, Shmamina, Haiman Demuka Mazuzeh, anyone who does not accept inferior types of coins, because they're a little pagum, Mikri Nefesh Ra'a. So that's called a nefesh ra type of person. V'hani milahu desagi luhu. As long as it is usable. If it's not usable, you can't fault him if he can't use it at all. But if somebody could use the money, it's just a little. You know, sometimes, you might say, I mean, not exactly the same, sometimes we'll go to the store and we'll get back a bill that's really rubbed out, it's about to rip, so if we really think, mamish, it's ripped in half and you're not going to be able to use it, okay. But if it's basically usable, and that's what we have, yeah, we shouldn't make a fuss about it, right? Inwal and Efesh Ra, as long as it's usable. As long, v'hanimilihu desagiluhu. There's a question that we showed him deal with. What's Rav Papa's Chiddush? Isn't that just what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah said, accept it, and if not, you're an Efesh Ra. And Rav Papa says, oh, Shmamina, you learn from here. Shmamina, that's what the Mishnah says. What's the extension? So the Rishonim deal with this. The Rashbab suggests that even if you would accept money, the lesser money, for it. Says the Rashba, Tema, Rav Papa, my asal ashbeinon, masisani. That's what the Mishnah says. V'yesh lomar, ilav de Rav Papa, hava mina masnisan de kari le nefesh ra'a, hainu kishe'eno mekabla klau, afilu b'shivu idameha. Coins, if they're worth less, so at least take an inferior amount of money. You're going to take this coin, so what if the guy only makes you pay the less amount? Not face value. Make you pay the less amount. So you might have thought if you do that, the Mishnah is only saying Nefesh Ra if you don't accept it at all. But if you would accept it for the lesser amount, so then maybe that's not Nefesh Ra. Kamash Blan yet. Even if you force and you say, no, I'm only paying the less amount, you're still only paying less, that's also Nefesh Ra. The Hashash Bina Rapapa, the Kiva, the Machalina, Le Ba'alma, Sela Yafi Yumokhra Beshavio. Since, as we'll see in a second, that you could use it for Machalo Meiser Sheni, possibly even for the whole face value. So that why he is called Nefesh Ra. That's the Rashba. The Ritva says, even the Chiddush is that even the other person, the giver of the coin, can give it lechadchila and not be worried like for a lifnei iver of some type. That's the Ritva's understanding. V'yesh lomar imi masnisan hava mina de'afal gav de'nefesh ra'ahi kishe'ein zeh makabla mikol makom kiven de'kapti aleinshi v'lo boi l'kibuli asu lo'lozeh lo'siya. You shouldn't use a lechadchila. You shouldn't give this money that you know people have trouble with. Kamash v'lon demutu lo'tziya demandelo makabale shari l'mikri nefesh ra. It's on him. It's not on you. Don't worry about it. So, machlokas Rashba and the Ritva, what exactly is the Chiddush of Rav Papa? Okay, so now let's continue. Says the Gemara, Messiah Leila Chizkiyah. Our Mishnah is a Raya to Chizkiyah. Our Mishnah that says, let's get back to the halacha, forgetting Nefesh Ra. The halacha of, if somebody has a coin that is rubbed out, that some of its value, some of its, again, in the days of the Mishnah, when it was based on weight, some of it is less weighty than originally, you can still use that for Ma'aser Sheni. You could use that for Chilul Ma'aser Sheni, the din d'oraisa, that if Ma'aser Sheni fruit is too much to schlep, I could change the Kedusha onto the money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and then buy something there. And we discussed, if you remember, about a week ago, in terms of what you're allowed to buy with that, and what you're allowed to be Mechalel, silver onto gold, silver onto copper, the machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. You have to leave out some copper in order to use for your parking in the Yerushalayim. You have to not put it all on copper, because then it might get rusty, and then, so all the different details we had about a week ago. So now let's get back to this. Messiah Leva Chizkiyah. Our Mishnah that says you could use an inferior type of coin that got rubbed out is a right to Chizkiyah. Damar Chizkiyah, because Chizkiyah says as follows. Ba Lefarta, when I'm coming to change money. If I'm coming to change a coin that's rubbed out, Parta Bishavyo. This is how we first understand Chizkiyah, right? When I'm coming to change, let's say I have a coin, a silver coin that's a little rubbed out, and I'm changing it into copper coins. Part of Bishavyo, I can only change it onto what it's worth right now. Bishavyo, right? What it's worth. Balachalala. But if I'm using it for Ma'aser Sheni, Mechala B'yafeh, I could be Mechalid Ke'ilu, Rashi says. As if it's full, and I could be Mechalel it onto the face value of the coin. Let's say I have 50 shekel worth of Ma'aser Sheni fruit, and my coin used to be worth 50. And now it's only worth 40 because it got rubbed out. I can still use it for 50. I can still make it as if. Ke'ilu, Rashi's Lashon. Ke'ilu hiyafe. So that's the statement of Chizkiyah. That's what we think. It means when I'm changing money, only the lesser amount. But for Chilul Ma'aser Sheni, you can do the face value. So Mike Kummer asks the Gemara, what exactly is Chizkiyah saying? Is there a connection between the first half and the second half of his statement? So Gemara says, yes, there is. Hachi ka'amar. It's an afalpi. Afalpi kishabola farta b'shavya, even though when I bring my Ma'aser Sheni coin to Yerushalayim, I can only use it to buy fruit of the lower level, what it's worth now, not the face value of the coin. I have a 50 shekel coin, but l'maisa, it's rubbed out, it's only worth 40 shekel. So when I get to Yerushalayim with this Ma'aser Sheni money, I can only buy 40 shekel of Ma'aser Sheni fruit, but there's a kula. Originally, when you make it, when you do the chilul of the fruit onto the money, kishu machala machala biyafeh. But when you put it on, I could take 50 shekel worth of Ma'aser Sheni fruit and put it onto a face value of 50 shekel coin, even though once I get to Yerushalayim, that I'm only going to be able to buy 40 shekel worth of fruit with that. That's what Chizkiyah says, and that's what we think our Mishnah is saying. Our Mishnah, the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying you can be mechalel it onto a coin for its face value. Says the Gemara, would Chizkiyah really say that? Are we so mizalzel and Ma'aser Sheni that Lamaisa, Ma'aser Sheni is losing here? It's 10 shekel less in our numbers. Would we allow that? Lameimra, de Savar Chizkiyah, de mizalzelinon be Ma'aser Sheni? That's not right. V'yamar Chizkiyah, but didn't we learn that Chizkiyah says in a different context that we're not mizalzel and Ma'aser Sheni? In which context? Ma'aser Sheni Sheni Boshev Pruta. What if I have Ma'aser Sheni that is not worth a pruta? I have, one grape. I have one grape of Ma'aser Sheni. And it's not so much to bushlep, but I don't want it on the way. It might get smushed. It might get ruined. So I'd rather put it onto money on my way up to Yerushalayim. Can I be mechalel a half a pruta of Ma'aser Sheni fruit onto a coin? The answer is no. Right? We'll have a drasha for that at the end of today's daf. Bez Hashem. So what do you do? What do I do? So says Chizkiyah, no problem. Omer, hu v'chomsho. I say it, the value, and its chomesh, because as we know, the owner of the Ma'aser Sheni has to add on 25%, what the Gemara calls chomesh. So it and its chomesh, mechulal al ma'os harishonos, can be mechulal on ma'os rishonos. Last week, I changed a lot of Ma'aser Sheni onto money. But, says Chizkiyah, I could assume that people never want Ma'aser Sheni to lose. So if I have 50 shekel worth of Ma'aser Sheni fruit, I'll take a coin that's worth 75 shekel. And I'll put it onto that. I just want to make sure there's always extra. Like sometimes, not so lahavdo, but a little lahavdo, when you get stucca. You never want to take everything out of the stucca box. You want to get some change. So you always make sure it's stucca wins. right? You know what? I'd rather, no, it's on me. Suck is going to win. I'm not going to win. So here too, people want Maaser Sheni to win. So people always give extra. So says Chizkiah, if you did that last week and you still have that coin in your house, this, I'm sure, says Chizkiah, there's still room on the coin for more Maaser Sheni. So you know what? That's what you could do. You have a half of pruta of Maaser Sheni fruit. Be mechalid on the money that you have from last week on Moos Rishonos. Lefi she'ef shalo la'adam letzamtzim ma'osav. People aren't so medaktik and mitzamtzim with their money. So therefore, that's the way you could use. So, but what do you see from that halacha? That the assumption is, according to Chizkiah, people always care very much about Maaser Sheni. They don't want Maaser Sheni to lose, and that's why they'll always use bigger coins than the exact amount of the fruit. So that goes in the opposite mentality of our understanding of the first line of Chizkiah, that you're allowed to be mezalzel in Maaser Sheni. So it must be that we didn't understand Chizkiah, the first one, properly. So the Gemara says, you're right. My biyafe. What does it mean when Chizkiah first said, kishim mechalala, mechalala biyafe? What does that mean? It does not mean at the face value. It just means betoras yafe. It means you could use it as if it was a perfect coin, meaning it's still called a coin. The trei zili lo mezalzalin anbe. In other words, you might have thought, and I might have thought, when I'm mechalala Maaser Sheni, I need to use perfect money. I have to use money and coins that have not been rubbed out at all. And their face value is exactly what they're worth right now. That's what I would have thought. This is Maaser Sheni. This is the Din D'Oraisa of Chilul, of Pidyon. That's the Chiddush of Chizkiah. You could still use the coin. Yes, only the lesser amount. Only the face, amount that it's worth right now. That's what it means, Yafe B'Torres Yafe. Not that you're going to take your Maaser Sheni fruit and be Mechalal Ki'ilu as if it's worth more than it is. No, it means the same amount. What you're mechalalit and what you're poded in Yerushalayim for, it's equal. The chiddush of Chizkiah is just that you are allowed to use it bichlal. And that's not a zilzal. It would be a zilzal to cause the Maaser Sheni to lose money. But just the fact that you could use this coin, that is not a problem. Right? That's how Rashi explains on the second wide line on the bottom. Chad zilusa ashmeinon. De mischalal al sela chaseira. You're allowed to use a sela that's lacking a little bit. Velo amrinon. Harehu ka asimon. O kimos hanitanos ba asimon. I don't say it's like an asimon, a coin that has no form on it at all, which you're not allowed to use for chilo Maaser Sheni. But I don't go the next step. Trezili, you could use it and you could use it, pretend as if it's worth more than it is. That you don't go as far, and that's how we work out Chizkiah. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Gufa, Omer Chizkiah. So let's quote this halacha again. Maaser Sheni Shein Bo Shava Pruta, Omer Hu V'Chomsho Mechulal Amozer Rishonos. Remember, if it's worth less than a pruta, you're not allowed. You can't be mechala less than a shava pruta on a coin. Right, it's a special drasha from the pasuk. So I could do it on last week's. I could still assume that there's still room left. Fine. So Chizkiah says there's always, what's important for us for the next line of the Gemara, there's always a way out for your Maaser Sheni money. Even if it's less than Shavar Pruta, you have a way out to be poda it. And that's going to be a question on the following brisa. Meisvei says, maybe it's a Mishnah in Chala, Hatshuma v'abikurim, Chayav an ala misa v'chomesh. The Mishnah says in Chala, Truma and Bikurim. We know in Halacha there are a number of items that are all called Truma or Rashis. And therefore the Mishnah Bikurim says they're mitzarif to each other, right? Chala, Bikurim, Truma, Truma Smeiser, all of those are similar. So the Mishnah here is comparing and contrasting the halachas of Truma, Bikurim, and Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah goes through, two against one, right? These two have this in common against that one, and these two have this in common against that one. So, Truma, Bikurim, Truma and Bikurim, so they are different than Maaser Sheni. In what way? Chayavin Alehen Misa. Number one, there's a Chiyav Misa. What's the Chiyav Misa? On a Zar, if a Zar eats Truma or Bikurim, or if a Kohen, that is Tameh, eats Truma and Bikurim. Rashi says either one, Zar or Kohen Tameh, Ho'ochlam Amazin. Right? That is Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, Truma and Bikurim. V'chomesh, and if a Zar eats it B'shogeg, if a Zar eats Truma B'shogeg, then he's Chayav to be, give back to the Kohen along with a Chomesh. And what else? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah on top, Va'asurim Lazarim. And it's Usur for a Zar. We're going to get back to that. Didn't we just say that? If there's a chiyah misa, that means it's usser. There's never a chiyah misa if you didn't do anything wrong. So what is that extra line that Sir Lazar I'm adding? We'll see soon. The hey nechse kohen, and they, Truman Bikurim, are considered the nechasim, the property of the kohen. What is the classic litmus test for bailus always? Marriage. So a kohen can use the truma to be mekadesh and isha with. It would be interesting to look into. A kohen's going to get, we know, a woman has to get something that she can get hanah from when she gets married. What if a kohen is marrying a bas Yisrael with truma? So at the moment that he gives the truma to her, she cannot get benefit from it, or chala. The second that she becomes his wife, she can get benefit from that. So is that enough? Right, is that like a ba'in ke'echad? She has to get something that's worth hana, but she can't get hana when she's married. Right, just like the get. The Gemara uses it by get and shtar shichur. Right, the ksos assumes it's unique to those contexts of ba'in ke'echad. Right, a woman can only get her get if it's in her own reshus, but she doesn't have her own reshus until she gets her get. Until then, it's bashakana isha kana baila. So says the Mishnah, it's nichse kohen though to get married with. Akadish ben ese isha. Fine. Va'olim be'echad umeya, and it's batil, 1 in 100. Bittel, Truma, and Bikurim are Batil, 1 in 100. Again, most Rishonim assume this is a Din Durabanan. Most Rishonim assume that on a Daraisa level, there's Bittel Barov or Bittel Bashishim if it's Min B'she'eno Mino, if it tastes different. That is what Tosfos says right here. The second Tosfos. Tosfos quotes a drusha from the Sifri, but Tosfos assumes that it's an Asmachta. Tosfos in Dibur Maskel Va'ola, B'Sifri Darish, Mi Mikdasho, Mi Menu, De Truma Ola Bechanu Meya Va'arlo V'Kilaya Ker Bechanu Matayim. Right, the Arla, that's the double. To be Toksha, Kafali Surah, Kafal Aliyaso. The Asmachta Ba'almahu, says Tosfos, it's an Asmachta. Right, it's not a real drusha. To me, the Araisa, Truma, Ve'arla, Vikelayakarim, Betalin, Barov, Beyavishu, Balach, Beshishim, Kishari Surim. Right, we paskin, and the Rambam also says this in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, on a Daraisa level, right, min b'mino, same tide, that's batel barov. Min b'she'eno mino, and let's say assume that means different taste, it's batel b'shishim. That's on a daraisa level. Mi d'rabanan, we have extra chumras by bittel. Right, your truma needs 1 to 100, and other things need 1 to 200. That is what most assume. If you look here, the Gilyon HaShas takes you to a Rashi in Menachos. Rashi Menachos says it's a din daraisa. Right, that's what he points out there. Ayin Rashi in Menachos. But either way, most Rishonim assume that it is a Dindar Rabbanan. Let's continue going. To continue reading. Uta unin rechitzas yadayim. And before I eat truma or bikurim, to wash hands, right? Because I don't want to make a tame. V'ha'arev shemesh. And also ha'arev shemesh. That's the first Mishnah in Shas. Right? If somebody is a tevul yom, they wait a week, they go to the mikvah, and now they have to wait for shkia. They have to wait for shkia to do what? To eat truma, right? First Mishnah. Mishash akonim mechazim lechal shumasan. Ma'aser sheni, they can eat that right away, that afternoon, right after the mikvah. But truma and bikurim, you have to wait till harev shemesh. Hare elu truma bikurim. All of these halachas are tried to apply to truma and bikurim. Ma'aser ein kein b'ma'aser. Ma'aser sheni does not have all these halachas. Meaning, if a zari is ma'aser sheni, he's not chayim misa, and there's no chomesh added on, and it's not the property of the kohen. It's not, so it must be according to the Shita that Maiser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. And what's the contrast by Bittel? That's the focus of our Gemara's discussion now. The Truman Bikurim are Bittel 1 in 100. And Maiser Sheni is, what's the contrast? So the Mishnah assumes the contrast, the Gemara assumes that the contrast is that it's Bittel and less, like most other items, says the Gemara. My Masha Enkein B'Maiser, Lav Michlal De Maiser Bittel Baruba, isn't the contrast that Maiser is Bittel even in less. But 1 minute. V'im Yisrael d'chizkiya, if Chizki is correct, that any Maiser Sheni that you have could be redeemed and mechulal, and you could remove the kedush of the Maiser Sheni, then it shouldn't be batel at all, says the Gemara. Havilei, shas topic, davar sheyesh lamatirin. It is something that has a heter eventually in another way other than bittel. The rule is, v'chol davar sheyesh lamatirin, afilu be'alaf labatel. And we know the rule is, anything that has a heter in some other way, even in 1,000, it's not batel. Question mark. So ask the Gemara, how could Chizkiya say? Chizkiya says that even Maiser Sheni, that's Pachas Bishavar Pruta, has a way to remove its Kedusha, right? Use the money that you did last week, Moser Rishonos. But if that's true, then Maiser Sheni should be defined as a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. If it's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, it should never be batel. And this Mishnah implies that it is batel. That's the question. Let's keep reading, and then there's a lot of sugyas along the way, but we're in the middle of a conversation, so let's just keep reading. Says the Gemara, no, wrong diuk. No, the diak isn't. What does the Mishnah say? Chuma and Bikurim are batel 1 in 100. My Shasheni is, so what was our diak? It's batel even less. No, maybe the diak is my Shasheni is never batel. Maybe it's exactly our point. Says the Gemara, Umi mai demai deshein came in my sir demata baruba dilma lo batel klal. Maybe that's exactly the point. So Gemara said, no, you can't say that. Lo matzah amar hachi, you can't say that. You can't say that's what the Mishnah means. Why the legabe truma chumre the truma ktani kule the truma loktani? The Mishnah here is listing off all of the stringencies about truma as compared to Meiser Sheni. So this would be a kula. So that's why it wouldn't be listed. Says the Gemara v'hakatani v'heinichse kohen. That's a kula. A kohen's allowed to use this to get married. Right, so there's a kula on the list. Lo sakat either. No, it can't be because we have a brisa that says beferish that Meiser Sheni is batel. Detanya behedya Meiser Sheni batel beruba. The brisa says beferish. Ube eza Meiser Sheni amru. Which Meiser Sheni? Be Meiser Shein bo shav pruta beferish. Meiser doesn't have a shav pruta is batel. Even that you could say. Vishenichnas liyushalayim beyatsa. Or Meiser Sheni that went into Yerushalayim and then went out. The Gemara will talk about that. That's the whole Amud Beis discussion. Why would we think otherwise? What do you need Bittel for? Just take it back in. But either way, that's the Brisa. So the Gemara now repeats its question. Now that we have proven that it's not only implied from the Mishnah, but it's explicit in the Brisa that Meiser Sheni is batel in a certain amount, but according to Chizkiyah, it shouldn't be batel at all. Levit lele de Chizkiyah, why don't you just do what Chizkiyah says, meaning wherever the Meiser Sheni is in this mixture, it should be mechulal on the money from last week. V'nechaleh mosar rishonos? Question mark. That's the kasha on Chizkiyah. Okay, I guess let's, you know what? Okay, let's just finish, and then we'll come back and speak all about all these topics. Says the Gemara, Delo Park. You didn't have any other Meiser Sheni that you used last week. This is your first, you don't have any fields, you have one grape of Meiser Sheni. That's it. Somehow, somebody gave it to you as a present. You have no fields. Somebody said, you know what, here's a grape, and then you have Meiser Sheni. This is only, this is all you have. So you can't put it on last week's Meiser Sheni coins. So, therefore, this is not a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. There's no way out, and that's why it's batel. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. The Gemara is about to try 5 or 6 times. But it can be batel this way. It's still a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. V'nesi Meiser de Islev and it's Rafinu. So, come on. He has nothing. You didn't do it last week, so do it now. Bring some other grapes that you have. V'nesi Tarfinu and put it and combine it. Take some Meiser Sheni fruit, create a coin, and then add this half of Meiser Sheni, half a pruta. Says the Gemara, that also won't work. If I take new Meiser Sheni fruit right now, and I put it onto a coin, that's Meiser Sheni Mida Oraisa on this coin. And then, this item, this Pachos Bishava Pruta Meiser Sheni, that already got mixed up, that's already Batel Mida Oraisa. We said Batel Barov. It's only Dinder Rabbanan. This is Tosfos Raya. That this is a Dinder Rabbanan, so you can't mix and match Dinder Rabbanan and Oraisa Meiser Sheni. The Oraisa Dinder Rabbanan Lo Mitztarfi. So it says the Gemara, okay, Vinesi Demai. What about Demai? What Demai? Third Masechta in Shas. But as we know, Demai is produce that most people take off everything. They do what they're supposed to do. But there are some farmers out there, some Amayaris that don't take off Meiser Rishon, which has Trumas Meiser in it. And therefore, just to be safe, Rov Amayaris Master Nain, but you have to take off Midi Rabbanan. So bring that. That's Meiser Sheni Midi Rabbanan. Bring some Demai. Dilmas Dasuye Vadai. No, where it goes there. You might bring Vadai. You're gonna be so careful to always bring Demai to make a Drabanan. Maybe you'll bring Vadai, which is Daraisa. So says the Gemara, okay, how about this? Vinesi Shte Prutos, Vinchala Lalayu Meiser Bepruto Mechza. Why don't you bring two Prutos coins? Then bring 1.5 Meiser Sheni fruit. 1.5 Prutos of Meiser Sheni fruit. Be Mechalal it onto these two coins, and then you'll have a half left. The nechalal hai al hech yisera. And then you'll have a half left to use. So wouldn't that also, not to bring all of your Meiser Sheni fruit, as the Rashi explains, you'll bring two prutas of nechoshes, and you'll be mechalal on the half, like you have left, says the Gemara. Mi savris prutu mechza tafsa shtei prutos. When you have two prutos, and then you have 1.5 prutas worth of Meiser Sheni, it's not a package deal. It's not like abracadabra, you take 1.5, boom, it's chal on 1.5. No, one fills up with one, and then the other half is going to go on to the second one. but you're not allowed to be mechala half a Maaser Sheni, half a Pruta Maaser Sheni. So that also is not going to work. Lo, Pruta Tafsa, Pruta Vachatzi Pruta Lo Tafsa. Hadar, Havi Le Daraisu Durabanan. So if that's true, then it'll be again, the new, which is Daraisa, and the old, which is Durabanan. Udaraisu Durabanan Lo Mitzdarfi. And then there cannot be Mitzdarif. One final line, and then we'll finish with the conversation. The Naisi Isar. So just bring a bigger coin. That you could do all 1.5 on one coin. Answer, Domo Lasilasuya Prutos. No, Lomaskana, you might get mixed up and bring a small coin, and then you'll only have to Rabbanan versus Daraisa. Lomaskana, Lomaskana, what's the important part of the Gemara? We can't figure out a way that you could be Mavatel, this Maaser Sheni, that's the Ukimta, and therefore, that's why it's Batel, because it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Period.
How can you be Mechal on most Rishonas if you can't be Mistarik with the Rabbanan?
According to Chizkiah, you could do that if it's not mixed up. That was the question. If once it's mixed up, it's Durabanan, right? Chizkiah's din was if you have half a pruta, where it's what? It's half a pruta, Maaser Sheni is Daraisa, if it's not mixed up. Just because it's half a pruta, still Daraisa. If it gets mixed up and it's really Batel, so then it's Durabanan. Okay, so let's go back now. There's a lot to talk about here. One might think we're turning over quickly today, but there's still a lot to talk about here. Okay, let's go back. Top line. The Mishnah in Chala said that if a Zor eats this, he's Chayav Misa. And by the way, it's also Asur to eat. Right, that's the Rishonim. If it's Chayav Misa, then of course it's Asur to eat. What is that extra line adding? So Rashi says on top, Lav Dafka. Rashi says, in the first Rashi, it's just to contrast to the next line of the Mishnah. Vasurim lezoram below Yochal, v'yistrach lemisni, misham deboy lemisni, masha ein kein b'maiser, diafilu isser leka. There's no even isser for a Yisrael to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's just there for contrast, but we don't really need it. Tosis is bothered because if you look in Chalap, you don't have that line, masha ein kein b'maiser, in the Mishnah. So you don't really need it for the contrast. So Tosfos has two other answers. Tosfos has actually one other answer. We'll have another one from someone else if we have time. If not, the Yesh Lomar Tosfos says in the fourth line, opening up a major sugya for us. Kidim Afarish Birushalmi, V'Asurim Lazarim, Afilu Chatzi Shir. O Daraisa, O Darabanan. You know what the Mishnah is telling me? It's Asur to Azar, even a half a Kezias of Maaser Sheni. That's also Usr. The Isser of Chatzi Shir, which is a major Shas topic in Yuma, beginning of the last parak. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We know that in order to be punished for an Avera, I have to eat a requisite Shir. That's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Shiurin come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kazayas, Koseves, all the Shiurim. So to eat a half a Kazayas of Treif, if I eat a half a Kazayas, I'm Chayef Malkus. What if I eat a half a Kazayas of Treif? So then there's a machlokas. Is that an Isser d'Oraisa or an Isser d'Rabbanan? We passing like Rabbi Yochanan. That is an Isser d'Oraisa. I'm not going to get punished unless I eat the full shear, but it's an Isser d'Oraisa just to eat that amount. Why? What's the source? What's the source that even eating a half a kezias of the shear is also d'Oraisa? So Rabbi Yochanan quotes Yuma Ayin Dalid, a pasik and a svara. Two different sources. One is a pasik kol chelev, all chaylev, any amount of chaylev, even a half a kezias of chaylev, or number two is the svara of chazi le'itztarufe, because this half could combine with another half, and therefore in itself is going to be usser. The Achronim have a number of wonderful discussions within Chatzi Shir, the first one within chazi le'itztarufe. Within chazi le'itztarufe, ask the Achronim, Rabbi Chanan and others, the classic case. What if I eat a half a kezias of chametz? Chametz is also b'mashu in certain cases. Half a kezias of the shear, let's say Yom Kippur. If I eat a half a kozeves with 5 seconds left to Yom Kippur. So it's really not chazi l'tzarufei. It is impossible for me to eat the whole shear. There are 5 seconds left to Yom Kippur, I eat a half a kozeves. So is that going to be asur d'oraisa or not? How do you understand chazi l'tzarufei? So do we say that the simple understanding, well, because it might combine to another half, so then that's why you better not do it. It's like a siyag d'oraisa, because it might turn into an iser d'oraisa. If that's the understanding, then this is not d'oraisa, if it's the last 5 seconds of Yom Kippur. But if how many achronim say, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yosef Engel, that half, chazis arufei is a reflection that there's something significant here. Two zeros aren't going to add up to one. So the fact that this could add up with something else means that it itself is significant, even if it never gets to the whole. And if that's the understanding, so then even if I eat it at the end of Pesach, at the end of Yom Kippur, it would be Asur Daraisa. That's Rabbi Chanan in Baba Basra, Simin Shin, Samach Zayin. The Hada Chazilis Tarufe, he Ochacha Viraya, the Chazi Shir, who Isser, the Ochacha Azos Yeshna Gamal Rego Achrona, Darielu Ocho Chazi Shir Kodem Rego Achron, Vod Chazi Shir Berega Achron, Misari Fachaivo. Right? So that's one discussion of Chazi Shir. There is an interesting, the Chacham Tzvi in Simon Pevav brings a third Svara for Chazi Shir, which Rabbi Yosef Engel wonders, the Gemara gives two. What, the, it's not enough? So the Chacham Tzvi there is talking about, again, a major topic within the Chazi Shir world. Is there Chazi Shir by every Avera? He discusses Bal Yira Bayimatze. What's the Shir for Chazi? We know there's less of this Chazi Shir by Chametz, the Isra of Eni Chametz. What about the Isra of Bal Yira Bayimatze? Says the Chacham Tzvi, the end of Simen Peivav, there is no Isra of Chazi Shir when it comes to Bal Yira Bayimatze. Why? Because why is Chazi Shir significant? Because I make it significant. If I eat half a gazayas of treif, so I am doing an action and I'm eating it. You know what that's called in halacha? Achshavei. If I'm machshiv something that normally is not chashiv, but I give it chashivus based on my behavior, so all of a sudden halachli it could be chashiv. That's called achshavei, and it comes up in a few places in Shas. So the Chacham Tzvi says that's what's going on by chazi shir. So therefore, chazi shir is only aser by an active iser. Where you do something. Bal Yira Bayimatze is a passive isser, right? It's left in my house and I violate. There's no Chazi Shir there. Because I didn't do anything to show that I'm machshiv this item. Ulafize Ashani Isuri Achila, the Islan Krad of Kolchela. Ulafize Bechol Shari Isuri Torah, Kagon. If I'm told each Seir Echad Benazir, O Beshavet Pachad Bechazashir, Ain Bo Isur Torah Klau. I'm sorry, that's the first one. Then he says, Davka Baose Maisa, Shemachshibo La Oso Pachos Bechazashir, Ava Bechamis Pachos Bechazayas, Shane Osa Maisa La Manicha Bebeso, Bein Mavaro. So there's no Achshave there, so you don't say Chazi Listarufe. So it's really three ideas behind Chazi Shir, two in the Gemara, one in the Chacham Tzvi. The major topic, though, that's discussed in the Achronim, and then we'll move on to the next idea, is how do I understand Chazi Shir? A question that's asked in five or six other topics in Halacha. Klali Prati, as we call it. If I eat a half a gazayas of treif, and half a gazayas of pig, and half a gazayas of arla, and half a is that all the same avera? My scorecard in Shemayim, is there a Chazi Shir scorecard separate from all the other averas? Right, there are 248 los, 365 los assays, and then there's some extras, like Chazi Shir, or no. And then, if that's the case, one afkamina, if somebody is deathly ill and they have to eat an isser, it doesn't make, a half a kazayas of an isser, it doesn't make a difference which isser they eat, because all Chazi Shirs are created equal. But, maybe not. Maybe there is no separate scorecard for Chazi Shir and Shemayim. There's a section on every Ma'achalas Asuros, a Chazi Shir section. What's called Prati. And if I eat a Chazi Shir of treif, that's different than eating a Chazi Shir of pig and a Chazi Shir of arla. That's different because it's Prati, it's Prat l'kol echad v'echad. So is it Prat, is it Prati, is it Klali? Right, you ask the same Shaila by Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver Klali Prati? Right, that's just another example. So this is a big discussion just to give one nafkamina, which is a very interesting nafkamina. We know that if somebody wakes up in the morning and says, I swear I'm not going to eat pig today. That shvu is meaningless because guess what? I swore already. Many thousands of years ago, Mushba v'yobin me'ar sinaihu. So that shvua is meaningless. So you can't make a shvua that you're not going to eat pig because it doesn't add anything to your life. What if I swear that I'm not going to eat a half a gazayas of pig? So what would we have said? We would have said, that's also not chal, because we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. Chazi shir is also min haTorah. So it won't make a difference whether you say a half a shir or a full shir, and that's what the Rashba says. Rambam. Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Chazi shir lasa min haTorah. But the Rambam says, if somebody says, Shvua shlo ochel kol shehu, min nevelos v'treifos, v'ochel pachos v'kezayis chayiv b'shvua. Rambam, hey Zion, in Hilchos Shvuos, shaharei eino mushba al chazi shir mehar Sinai. You're not mushba. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chazi shir lasa min haTorah. The Rama Paskin's that way. So what's he talking about? Says the Radvaz, oh, well, it's not Mefurish Betorah, and maybe that's enough for this halacha. But other Achronim say no. Maybe the point is that if you say it's an Isser Klali, then it's a different type of Isser, and maybe a Shvuah could be Chal on it. Right? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam against the Rashba, but again, there is a lot more there. One other topic, and then we'll move on, and that is Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Again, these are one of the gavlios, out of the great things of Daf Yomi, is every couple of months, we get to talk about a Shas topic that comes up every so often, that to remember the important shitas in each topic. Davar Sheish L'Matirin, as we have mentioned often, is known as a machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. What is the svara why a Davar Sheish L'Matirin is not batel? Right? Just because it's going to become mutter, but there are rules of bittel. So, the simple interpretation, that's Rashi Daf Gimel, Rashi says, well, you might as well wait. Right? What's the case at the beginning of Beitza? Rashi Daf Gimel. Right? You have an egg that was laid on the first day of Yontif, or you're not sure which day. So, you know what? If you wait till tomorrow, it's for sure mutter. Because, so what that it was laid on Yontif, but today's a weekday. So, what? You're going to rely on Bittel today, Yontif? Just wait a day. What's the big deal? Just wait a day. It's going to become mutter. Or, there's a machlokas whether chametz is a davar sheish l'matirin. Let's say chametz is. So, wait a week and you can eat the chametz. Why rely on Bittel? That is the simple understanding of Davar Sheish L'Matirin, and that is what Rashi says at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. The other Lamdish understanding is very different, and that's the Ran in Maseches Nedarim, where the Ran describes that all Bittul is predicated on the concept of a clash. There is a fight, there is a clash, and one item must overpower the other item. Right? You have Heter, you have Isser, and the milk falls into the chicken soup. The chicken soup is more than Shishim more. It overpowers and redefines the milk, and that's why Bittel works, because there's a clash. But, explains the Ran, when you have two like items and there's no clash, then there's no Bittel, because they could just coexist with each other. You need a clash for Bittel. If two things are the same, they'll get along with each other. Right? Heter beheter is not batel. Or there, the context there is Rabbi Yehuda Shita of dam bedam. Right? What's the case? The case, remember, on Yom Kippur, we mix together for some of the zrikos, the blood of a cow and the blood of a goat. And the Torah still calls it, take the blood of the goat and the blood of the cow and go inside and do the zrikos. The blood of the goat? It's totally batel in the blood of the cow. There's so much more blood. Right? Says Rabbi Yehuda, dam bedam is not batel. Because they coexist. Says the Ran, that's the svara for Davar Sheish L'Matirin Eino Batel. Davar Sheish L'Matirin is something that's usser, but it has a little tzad heter for it. And it falls into heter. It's not batel. You know why? Because it's heter beheter. Right? There's no clash there. And therefore, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Min Bamino over there by Dam, but we apply that principle to Davar Sheish L'Matirin. I'll just read you the one line. The Mikama says, "V'ksaver Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mino labato lefisha kol davar shehu dome lechavero eino machlisho umevatlo. Anything that's similar to its friend doesn't weaken it and nullify it. Ela ma'amido umechazko, but strengthens it. Right? The chevra is so important. If you have a like chevra, they're mechazik you, and we get strength from each other." Right? If we're opposite, if our chevra is opposite of us, then we might get swallowed up by our chevra. Right? Not just get strengthened. So it even, that's the hashkafic point of today's shir. Right? She'ein roi lachar, and then he says that he applies this to Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Fine. That's Nun Beis Amid Aleph in Maseches Nedarim. Okay, let's continue. Says, again, obviously there's a lot more in both of those topics, but we touched on them. Weiter, let's continue four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, the Brisa up above had said two cases of Meister Sheni that are batel barov. So one of them we spoke about already. One was Meister Sheni less than a pruta. But the other one was, you have Meister Sheni that went into Yerushalayim and then went out of Yerushalayim. Asks the Gemara, V'shenechnas Yerushalayim b'yetzei, v'yatza, v'yamai, v'lehedevanaile. What are you relying on Bittel for? You have Meister Sheni fruit that are in Yerushalayim. They went out of Yerushalayim. You weren't supposed to take them out of Yerushalayim, but they did. You know what? So the Gemara says, oh, they can be Bittel. Why? Just take them back. Just take the whole thing back into Yerushalayim. What's the problem? Bishan Nitma. No, while it was outside, it became Tame. Became Tame. You're not going to be able to eat it anyway. So the Gemara, Vinifrike. Okay, then redeem it. Change the Kedusha onto money. Damar Belazar, minayin lemaishar sheni shenitma shepoden oso. How do you know that even maishar sheni that became tame, that he can be pode? Afilu bi Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim itself, where usually we say, if you have maishar sheni fruit in Yerushalayim, you have to eat it. But if it became tame, they're not edible, so therefore, you can change it. Shene amar. Kilo suchal seiso, because you can't schlep it up. Vein seis el achila. Shene amar vayisa masos meis panaf. Right, we learned by Yosef. And Binyamin. So you see there that it's all meant to eat. So if you're not going to eat it, you can be poded, says Belazar. So what it became tame? What do you throw a line bittul for? Just be poded it. Ela bilakuach bekesa maishar sheni. We're not talking about the maishar sheni itself. We're talking about items that were bought for kesa maishar sheni. You had maishar sheni in your city. Then you put it onto money. You brought it to Yerushalayim and then you bought stuff with that money. And that went out of Yerushalayim and became tame. So the Gemara says, okay, lokoch b'gazem ma'aser sheni nami defrkei. So redeem that. Titzan, the Mishnah says in ma'aser sheni, halokoch b'gazem ma'aser sheni shenitma yifta. You can also be opposed to that. Answer, Kareb Yehuda. No, there's another opinion there. Kareb Yehuda de Amar yikaver. No, it has to be buried. It's too many steps removed. If it's stuff that was bought with ma'aser sheni money, so then too many steps, it has to be buried. You can't be poed it. E Rabbi Yehuda, my Arya Yatza, Filo Yatzanami. If it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so then why does the Brisa focus on and it went out of Yerushalayim? Even if it's still in Yerushalayim and it became Tameh. Elala Olam B'Tahar. Okay, go back to what we said before. It's regular Maaser Sheni fruit that is Tahar. Aye, what does it mean it went out? Here's the case. Fascinating case. Umatza Yatza, Denafel Mechitzis. You brought it into Yerushalayim, you're getting psyched to eat it there, and guess what? Churban Beis HaMikdash. No more walls. No more walls. You need the walls to eat the Maaser Sheni. So now you're stuck. Because if you had Maaser Sheni fruit that never went into Yerushalayim, so then be poded onto money. You can throw the, what do we do today? We throw the money away and then we eat the fruit. But the problem is once Maaser Sheni fruit goes into Yerushalayim, you have the concept of Kaltua Mechitzos. Once the walls kind of grab and have the fruit in it, you can no longer change that fruit onto money. So that's the problem. Here you're stuck. And that's why the only thing that works is bittul. Right? You're stuck. You can't be poed to it. Because it already was in the walls of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, V'yama Rava, one second. Is that a din d'araisa? The fact that once it goes into the walls, it can't be redeemed anymore? Mechitza l'achol d'araisa. To eat Maaser Sheni in the walls of Yerushalayim, that's a din d'araisa. You need the walls. Mechitza's liklo to d'rabanan. But just the mechitza's to be collate, the concept of kaltua mechitzos, that's a din d'rabanan. Not to be redeemable. V'chigazu rabanan ki esnu mechitzos. So maybe the din d'rabanan only applies where there are walls there. Ki lesnu mechitzos lo gazu rabanan. But maybe we'll say the rabbis would relax their din here and allow you to redeem. It. Answer, lo plug rabbana. No, we don't have any distinctions. Bein isnu l'mechitzos, bein lesa mechitzos. Either way, the din applies. And even though it's a din drabanan, right, lo plug on a drabana level, still we say that it is a problem. Period. Tosfos here has an interesting line. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Denafel, towards the bottom of the Amud. Tosfos says, Denafel mechitzos, pirish, rov mechitzos. Most of the walls fell down. Denafel mixasam, because if only part of them fell down, even though enough walls fell down so that it's not a Rishus HaYachid anymore, and you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos in that area, it's enough of a mechitza to eat Maaser Sheni Kachem Kalim. What's the important line of Tosfos? Don't say that the definition for mechitzas for Shabbos has to be equal for the definition of mechitzas for Maaser Sheni and Kachem Kalim. Even if there's only a little bit of the wall left, that's good enough to eat Maaser Sheni. Even though it's not a Rishus HaYachid. For Shabbos, no way it's a wall. Maybe for Sukkah, it's also. Right? Even within Sukkah and Shabbos, we've discussed, there's a Tosfos at the beginning of Sukkah that discusses this. Do you compare Shabbos and Sukkah for the laws of mechitza? But here, Tosfos says, don't compare that to the laws of mechitza for eating Maaser Sheni and Kachem Kalim. There, you have more flexibility. Important line. We discussed that a couple of days ago also. When you have universal definitions versus limited, right? Tiva. Right, you compare tiva and money for ona'a, for maaser sheni, for different areas of halacha. There's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam, but let's first continue a little more. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Chadaktani. Different answer. Different answer to the Brisa. Remember the Brisa said, Emo Shava Pruta, and it went out of Yerushalayim. Maybe this is what the Brisa means. It's one case. Meiser Sheni, She'ein Bo Shava Pruta, She'nichra through Yerushalayim V'yatza. That's what it means. It's not two cases of Ein Bo Shava Pruta and Nichnas. It's one case. But the Gemara now has the same Shakla V'tarya. So what would be the difference? Amai, V'nadav and Ailev V'nichlei. So bring it back in. D'nava Mechitzas. No, the walls fell down. V'nifrike. Just redeem it. Amai Rava, Mechitza Lechol Daraisa, Mechitza Lekla D'Rabanan. V'chi Gazer Rabanan, Ki Yisul Mechitzas. Ki Lasa Mechitzas Lo Gazer Rabanan. It's only Dinter Rabanan. Just take it back, eat it, redeem it now. Lo Plug Rabanan. No, Lo Plug. Ihachi. So if this is true, that the whole thing is about the walls falling down, so then why does the Braisa talk about Ein Bo Shava Pruta? My Arya Ein Bo Shava Pruta, Vilo Yesh Bo Nami. Right, what's the Chiddush of Ein Bo Shava Pruta? Lo Mi Boy Ka'amar. You're right, it's saying an added Chiddush. Lo Mi Boy Yesh Bo. The Kaldon Lemechitzos, not only where it has a Shava Pruta, and it's regular Mashashani fruit, where that's where the principle of Kaldon Lemechitzos would apply. Abel Ein Lo, Ein Lo, Kaldon Lemechitzos. You might say that's such a little bit of Mashashani, one grape. That concept doesn't apply to it. It's not a chefza enough to get the status of Maaser Sheni that went into Yerushalayim. Kamash Malan, it is. Kamash Malan, it is. It has that status. There's an interesting suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, we know there's an Issa Daraisa to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. What's the shear of that? What's the shear of the Isser Achilas Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? So you would have said, Kezias, like all other Machalas Azuras in the world. The Minchas Chinuch says, maybe not. Maybe not, because it's a bitul asay also. Vitzarta hakesef biyadecha. And because of that mitzvah asay, maybe the bitul asay is a mashu. Any little amount, you're being mevatel the mitzvah asay. So he has that suffix. In mitzvah tuf mem beis os zayin. Menachas Chinuch wonders, Wanda thinks out loud, about that question. Period. Let's do a little, I'll just mention the problem with the sheet of the Rambam. We don't have time to go into it now, but the problem. The Rambam Paskins, as we know, famous Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that Kedusha of Yerushalayim is forever. Kitchel HaShaita v'Kitchel HaSalavo. And that's why theoretically, according to the Rambam, you could bring Karbanos Bezman Hazeh. If you could get out of all the other problems that we know exactly where the Mizbeach is, right? Kitchel HaShaita v'Kitchel HaSalavo. That's the Shita of the Rambam. And then the Rambam adds, and therefore, you could eat Maaser Sheni and Kachem Kalam. The Rambam adds. Because kitchul shayda kitchul asalavo, the problem is that also the Rambam paskins the concept that you need mechitzas to eat. So what's the Rambam talking about in Hilchos Beis Abchira? The Rambam says there in Perek Vav, he says va'ochlin kachem kalam u'maiser sheni bechol Yerushalayim afal pi she'ein sham choma, even though there's no wall. Wait a minute, says the Ravid. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam. Amru ubi gemar b'metzia nun gimol tinafol mechitzos, nafal mechitzas. Right, even according to the Manda Amar, Kitchel HaSalavo, there's a concept that you can't eat it without mechitzas. And the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Maaser Sheni is Rak Bifnei HaBayis. So what is the Rambam talking about? So that is a difficult Rambam. All the Mefarshim on the Rambam try to figure it out. Just one suggestion, the Merkavas HaMishnah, I saw it says, maybe it's worse if it went in, right? The case of Argamar seems to be against the Rambam. Maybe Argamar is worse. It went in and then it fell down. That's worse than never going in. So maybe that's a difference, that the argamar is worse. Not for mechitzas, that's a problem. You don't need the mechitzas. But if you have the mechitzas, then you need them to stay up. Right? Maybe that's a way to look at it, which is an interesting svara of like nirev and nidche, right? Different than dichui meikaro, right? Different concept like that. Okay, let's just finish up the last section. Tana Rabbanan. This is the makar for everything we've been talking about today, earlier, about Pachos Misheva Pruta. Im Go'ol Yigal Ish Mi Ma'asro. If somebody redeems from their Miser, Mi Ma'asro V'lo Kol Ma'asro. There is some Miser that is impossible to be Go'el. Prat L'Miser Sheni Sheim Bo Sheva Pruta. That's the Din D'Araisa. Din D'Araisa. Maaser Sheni is not worth the Sheva Pruta. You cannot be Mechalal Itmar. A little machlokas about that Din. Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo. That's what we said. If you don't have a Sheva Pruta in the Maaser Sheni, that's when the Din applies. Rav Asi Amar, a bigger Chiddush. Ein B'Chomsho. The Chomesh of your Maaser Sheni has to be worth at least a Sheva Pruta. Meaning, the minimum of Maaser Sheni is 4 Prutos. That's the minimum of Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Bo. Rabbi Shimon Lakash Amar Ein Bechom Sho. Meisvei. Just fit the Brisa says. Maaser Sheni Shein Bo Sheva Pruta. Dayo Sheyomar Hu Vechom Sho Mechol Amozer Rishonos. Like Chizkiya said before, but the word used is Dayo. Dayo reflects, the Mefarshim explained, a Chiddush. It's a chiddush. You could do it on the earlier money that you have left, as we explained earlier. Bishlam al madamar ein b'chomsho. If you want to see the second opinion, that even the chomesh needs to shav apruta ha'ina d'ktani dayu. That's the language of dayu. The afogav de b'dideyis bay. Even though it itself has a shav apruta, kibun de b'chomshe leka shapir. That's the chiddush of the word dayo, even in this case. El Alamandamar, Ein Bo, my dayo. But if you say Ein Bo, there's no huge chiddush here. So what's the lashon of dayo? Kasha. Okay, so we don't answer that question. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Ibailuhu. Again, stop will be put up from the last cycle. And Hashem will pick up with Daf Nun Hei after Shabbos.